Hi, I'm Dr. Eileen Burns there, and I've got a question for you. How are your 168 hours working for you? You know, we all have the same number of hours each week. A question might be, what's your relationship with your 168 hours? And what does it cost you at those times when you don't get to what's important to you? You know, the clearer we are about what we want to achieve, the more likely we are to get there. A nugget here is to work smarter, not harder. I'd like to offer a few tips that could help improve your relationship with time. It can help to set aside 20 to 30 minutes a week to plan. Try Sunday evening or Monday morning. Those often work well. Divide large projects into smaller, manageable tasks. And take a few moments each morning or evening to make a reasonable to-do list for the day. It helps to prioritize the most important tasks for the day and then do the important task first. It's important to be realistic and often helps to check off each item as you complete it. And here's another suggestion. Give yourself some time to get quiet, to get centered every day. Just a few minutes can make a difference. Maybe focus on your breathing or some other word or phrase that helps you get calm and relax. When we set realistic priorities, have clear goals, and keep our minds on them, we can learn to use our time to move towards what's really important. There's no magic bullets here, but choosing strategies that work for us can really help us meet time in a way that's empowering to us. My name is Dr. Eileen Burns-Air, and I'd love to help you figure out what matters to you and take the steps to get there.